As elsewhere in Europe, many young people in the Czech Republic take illegal drugs like ecstasy when they go to dance music events. Until now, Czech drug awareness groups have been free to test those drugs at the country's many summer festivals, with Czechs able to alert users to increased dangers and perhaps to make some at least think twice. But now the Czech police's anti-drugs body is warning that such testing of illegal drugs is itself against the law. Jan Wellinger reports.
NGOs focusing on drug abuse have long tried to maintain a presence at Czech festivals and the dance scene by offering to test drug samples. Drugs such as ecstasy, which specialists say have been cut more and more with different substances in recent years, making them more of an unknown danger and an unknown quantity. Czech TV reported on Wednesday that of hundreds of samples of ecstasy tested by NGOs last year, only around 10% contained substances users expected, meaning a dominant percentage contained chemicals possibly even riskier to health. Above all, testing provided users with a chance to talk with professionals on site and to receive assistance if needed. But that is now likely to change. A little earlier, I spoke to Viktor Mravčík, the head of the National Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drugs Addiction, who criticized the police official's position.
The main purpose is not to perform the analysis and such, or to find out the content. This is the reason of the main criticism of this testing, but it's not the main reason why the testing is performed. It should be seen as a part of prevention and harm reduction interventions in parties. So yeah, it provides kind of indicative or orientative information about the content of tablets, for example, if there is or is not MDMA, which is the active substance of ecstasy. But it doesn't provide information if the tablet contains any other drug. With this information, the services which are present on the spot, on parties, work further during counseling, providing the information to drug users. And this is important.
Specialists and assistance workers have charged that steps taken to stop testing will push back advances made by social workers in the field. If anything, Viktor Mravčík and others say the dialogue between workers and drug users should not be stifled, but significantly increased.
It's a very important point of momentum for intervention. So if the people are coming, it means they are interested. They have some doubts about the use of these and that drugs, and there is a right moment to intervene, to simply pass the message, pass the information to prevent, to reduce harms and so on. And why this measure is not spread widely or more widely, I would say this attitude or negative attitude of law enforcement agencies is very well known for many years.
According to Dr. Mravčík and other specialists, back in 2004, NGOs in the field had more initiatives and support, which included numerous projects in recreational settings, certainly more than currently. But such approaches were gradually scaled back. Now many worry that the stopping of drug testing at festivals will make keeping channels open to users that much more difficult.
That report was by Jan Vell.